We haven't read this over the Christmas season yet. I wanted to read these words, which really just pick up the last couple of verses of that hymn. John's words in the beginning of his gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. I want us to read this together, and then we'll pray together. And just a reminder, if you're not familiar with these words, when John talks about the Word, he means Jesus before he was born. So this is who is lying in the manger. Let's listen together to God's word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. And yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' And from the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." Amen. Now again, if you've been with us over the Christmas season, we've been reading through the Gospel of Luke, the opening two chapters. We're going to read a little more there. We've been thinking about the witnesses to Jesus' birth, the witnesses to the Christmas story. We're going to read of another couple of those just now, and I would encourage you, boys and girls, those of you who are here, just to listen carefully to the names of the people that are mentioned here. We're going to read in Luke 2, and Lorna's going to read for us.
The reading this morning is from Luke chapter 2, verses 21 to 40. Jesus presented in the temple. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required. Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Israel, of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Amen.
Okay, thank you, Lorna. Right, boys and girls, but not just boys and girls, everybody here. I need to use this today. Some of you may remember this from a couple of years ago. This is my kind of Christmas box tree, something like that. I don't know how far back I need to go, just so that everybody, you'll not see it all. But if I tell you, boys and girls, that underneath this, I think I'll need to put this here just now, put that there. In these boxes, right, there are witnesses, names and or shapes really to do with witnesses, those who were around, who saw, who had something to do with Jesus' birth, okay? There's 10 of them, and most of them are people. Not all, most of them, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a clue about each one, and you'll tell me the name of the person or the thing, and then you'll guess which box they're in, okay? And eventually, hopefully, we'll find all the boxes. Okay, so here's the first one, right? These men came from the east and brought presents to Jesus. So who's that? Archie. The wise men. So, which box? Do you want to choose? Do you want to point one? Which one? Green? Do you want to come out and point it? Which one? Well, no. I'll tell you for free, not there. I should have said that at the beginning. Not this one. So we'll try one of the other ones. One more. Try one more. Go on. Right or left? This one or that one? This one? Try that one. Okay. Does that look like a wise man? Don't think so. Right. Remember that, though. Okay, remember that one. Right, next. Okay, we'll come back to that one. We'll come back to that one. Here's an easy one. This was the mother of Jesus. Yes. Mary, that's right. Mary, do you want to come and point to a box? Which one do you think? That one? Try that one. Okay. Does that look like Mary? No. Just remember where this is, though. Remember where it is, okay? Right, that wasn't, no. Okay, we'll go on to another one. So these told the shepherds that a Savior had been born in Bethlehem. Angels, right. Come on then, John Norman, come on quick. Right, where are we? Angels. Not that one, remember. And we know it's not that one or that one. Try this one. Wow. Do you want a sweet? You do. That's what you get if you get one right. Got to be quick. Go on. Okay. Oh, no. Honest boy. Right, so we've got one. That's good. Right, okay. So, all right. Where were we? I've got one. Where were we? Yes, this was the man who was going to be married to Mary. Who was going to be married to Mary? Evie. Joseph, Evie. Come on then. Now, do you remember, actually, did we see somebody that looked like Joseph in one of the boxes? Do you remember? I think we did. Well, we try this one. Would you like to try that one? Who's that? Joseph. Well done. Go on. Okay. Good girl. Okay, right. Now, where are we? Where are we? We've got more here. Right. So, right. This is a harder one, right? This older couple were the parents of John the Baptist. This older couple. Connor, do you know? Elizabeth and, do you remember the other one? Try, Mom. Zechariah. There's a lot of consulting going on here. Zechariah, well done. Come on then. Right, great. Swear, what do you think? Now remember, this one, that's a good choice. Let's see. Don't think so. No? Never mind, you'll get another shot maybe later, okay? Is that all right? Come back in a wee minute. Don't worry. Right. Oh, yes. Right. So, now this old lady was 84 years old. I don't know, have we got any 84-year-olds in here? We probably do have an 84-year-old somewhere. But this lady was 84 years old when she saw Jesus come into the temple. In that story that Lorna read, Eva. Anna, do you want to try? Okay. Quick as we can, right. Could be, right, try that one. That look like a lady or a man?
A man.
Looks like a man, yeah, I'm sorry. Looks like an old man. Don't forget it. So, let's go back. This was the mother of Jesus. Remember, we didn't find the box. Connor, do you want to? Yes, so where was Mary? Do you remember where she was? I've forgotten. Was it this one? Well, let's have a quick. Oh, look. It was. There you go. Okay, good lad. Okay, right, so we're almost there. Well, we're not, actually. Right, yes, this guided the wise men. This guided the wise men. Yes. What was it? Stop. If you look as high as you can, which do you think is the highest one? Because the star is probably the highest. I think it might be right. Could it be? I think it could be. I think so. Let's have a look. There it is. Yeah. There we go. Okay. Right, we're getting there. We are getting there. Right, where are we now? Let me see. Who else have we got? We've got, oh yes, this baby leapt for joy when, no, yes, neat. This baby leapt for joy in her mummy's tummy when Mary came with Jesus in her tummy. This baby. Well, Evie, you've already got one, and you've already got a sweet, and Connor, you've already got one, and Mary, you've already got one too, but you haven't got a sweet, so you can come. That's right. Come on, you come. Right? So who is it, by the way? Who is it, though?
Jesus.
No, it's John the Baptist. And do you remember where he is? Was it that one? Was it that one? I think it was. I should remember these. Ah, yes. That's a baby, isn't it? That's John the Baptist in the baby. There you go. Come on, Mary. This could be a long service, couldn't it? You never know how long these things are going to take. But anyway, right, where are we? When this old man saw Mary and Joseph with the baby Jesus in the temple, he took him in his arms and he praised God. That was the other one we were reading about. Simeon, right. So, you remember where he was? Do you remember where he was? Good for you. I think that's right, isn't it? There's Simeon. Good, right. Okay. Well, we're getting there. We're getting there. Right, where are we? Yes, this older couple who were the parents of John the Baptist. Did we find them? We haven't found their box yet, have we? Remember, it was Elizabeth and Zechariah. Archie, do you want to come and try and find the box? Yeah. I tell you, it's not that one, so you're safe. Can't remember. Is it that one? Well done, Archie. Well done. There we go. Okay, we've got three left. Who have we got left here? I've forgotten. Who have we not found? Oh, yes, these men hurried down the hill to find Jesus in Bethlehem. Who hurried down the hill? Yes. Yeah, come on then. Where do you think? Not that one, so it's got to be one of these three. And I think we checked. Did we check that one? Maybe one of these two, maybe? Right. Do I try again, Harry? I would try not that well. Who's that? Do you want to try again? Yeah, why not? Why not? Yes, there we go, Shepherd Harry. Well done. Okay, right, so that leaves us with two. So one was Anna, and one was, who's left? Sorry? That's right. Wise men. So we've got to find the wise men. We've got to find Anna. So who's coming to guess? Who's not been out yet? Come on in, Orla. Yeah, okay. What do you think? Wise men, Anna. Which one? Wise? Which? Who are we going for? Wise men? Yeah, okay. I think, will we try this one? Will we try that one? Is that the wise men? There's only two of them, I know, because we couldn't fit in two. Okay, good. Last one, right. So that leaves us with, who's that leave us with? The old lady. Yes, come on, Anil. Yep. So this is the old lady Anna, isn't it? Which one do you think? Right, okay. There we go. Is that right? Right, okay. So what do you think's in here? What's in here? What do you think, Connor? Well, it's certainly Jesus. That's right. There we are. Now, these are all witnesses, and I want us just to, if I've got the slide there, it's coming. Anyway, just I want you to think for a minute, boys and girls, just think about all these different witnesses. Here we are. There's the witnesses. Here they are. Look at just, here they are. There's John. There's Zechariah and Elizabeth. There's Mary and Joseph. There's the shepherds. There's the angels, star, wise men. And there's Anna and Simeon. I want you just to think for a minute about who's the youngest there? Who's the youngest of those witnesses? Mary? The baby, isn't it? Baby John. And who do you think's the oldest? Connor? Yeah, it's one of these. It's this one. It's Anna, actually. She's either 84 or she's 105. It can be translated in either way. She's an old, old lady. So we've got a baby who's not even actually at this point out of the womb, still in his mum's womb, John the Baptist, witnessing that when Jesus came in Mary's tummy that she was her, well, Elizabeth said, her Lord. John the Baptist recognized. So all this is indicating is that this is an all-age gathering, isn't it? From the youngest to the oldest, we've got middle age, we've got young, probably Mary was a teenager, Joseph possibly no more than that as well. We've got middle-aged kind of, we've got Zechariah and Elizabeth, probably upper ends of middle age. We've got the wise men, we don't know how old they were, but kind of mid-age, you suspect. And Simeon and Anna, well, they're getting on. But it's all ages. And Jesus is for them. And they're there to witness to him. And I want you to think of just one other thing. They're there to witness to him. He's at the center. And think of them like an orchestra. Think of these witnesses like an orchestra. And they're all given a part to play. They're all given lines to speak. They're all given a part to play to witness that Jesus is the Savior, that he's the King. And here's my question for you. Who's the conductor of the orchestra? Who brings all these people? Who gives them their parts? Who gives them their words to say, their role to play? Who's the conductor? Anybody know? John. Yeah, and specifically? God the Holy Spirit. If you've been with us in Luke, you would be amazed how many times the Holy Spirit comes. John is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth, filled with the Spirit, speaks about the baby in Mary's womb. Zechariah, filled with the Spirit, prophesies. Mary is, the Spirit works in her womb to conceive Jesus. The Spirit is the conductor and bringing all this praise and glory to Jesus as the Son of God, all affirming. And this is an all-age gathering from, I don't know who's the youngest here, maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to ask who's the oldest here. But Jesus is for us. That's what all of these folk knew and saw and spoke about. whatever age, whatever stage of life, he's come for us. He's come to bring something to us, for us. And so let's rejoice in him in this all-age gathering. Okay, so just let's think for a moment, too, about... Got it here, I think it is, yeah. Let's think, what does Jesus bring? Now, just for a moment, you need to forget about the angels particularly. You need to forget about the star. But just think about the people here. What does he bring to the baby, to Zechariah, to Elizabeth, to Mary, to Joseph, to the shepherds, to the wise men, to Simeon, to Anna? I think there are at least four things that are important. And actually, they're important because there are four things that you and I all need. It doesn't matter what age or stage of life you're at. You need these things, or you're looking for these things. You're looking for joy. And actually, again, you read the Christmas accounts. Jesus brings joy to young and to old. Remember Mary, teenager? My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. She finds joy. She sees her Savior is coming. You think of Elizabeth, middle age, a bit older than Mary. Why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Elizabeth and John, her baby, in the womb, full of joy, jumping for joy. The words of the shepherds, of the angel rather, to the shepherds, I bring you good news of great joy for all people. That means all. That means all ages. That means all nations. Matthew tells us when the star that they had been followed, that brought them firstly to Israel and then eventually stopped over the place in Bethlehem where the child was. Do you remember what he tells us? They were overjoyed. Literally, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And then you think of Anna coming up to them, Mary and Joseph, at that moment. She gave thanks to God, and surely thanking is just an expression of joy. So joy to all ages, but not a superficial or a skin-deep joy. A joy that can face, and this is so important for us at any stage of life, a joy that can face pain and loss. Why? Because Jesus brings hope. I think if you look at all these characters here, you'll see that some hard things happen to each and every one of them, whether in the run-up to this, to Jesus' birth, or afterwards. You think of Zechariah and Elizabeth, the old couple who had known the pain of childlessness for so long. You think of Anna, 84. She either was 84, or she'd been a widow for 84 years. It can be translated either way. But you imagine the pain of that loss. And then there's Mary. And of course, there's a bit of pain and shame because of the scandal of her birth. Nobody knows except she and Joseph where this baby's come from in Nazareth. But of course, there's more than that. There's what Simeon says to her, a sword will pierce your heart. And she doesn't know it at this stage, but we know it. She's going to have to stand and watch her son die. That's painful. That's hard. And there's Joseph too. He is about to have to take his wife and his newborn, or of course it's not his newborn, but he's about to have to leave his homeland. He's about to have to flee as a refugee to Egypt Again, not knowing what the future really holds. So just about everybody there has got to know pain, hard things. And yet, and of course, well, I haven't even mentioned John the Baptist, wherever he is, he's going to end his days beheaded, isn't he? So hard things. But in all these hardships, they would find in Jesus, the one whose birth they were celebrating, they would find hope. They would all believe by the end of their days, they would all know and believe that what they had gained in the purposes and promises of God in Jesus was greater than what they had lost. And they had lost a lot in different ways. That he was bigger, that he was better, that what he gave lasted longer, that his was an indestructible, a death-defying, an everlasting hope. And then peace. That doesn't speak of peace in relation to all of them, although I think you could apply that peace in the sense of shalom to all of them, but it's Simeon who speaks about peace, doesn't it? I have to say I find this one of the most moving parts in the whole Bible when Simeon takes this little baby in his arms and recognizes this is the Savior, this is the one that's been promised, and he says, Lord, you now dismiss your servant in peace. I can face death in peace is basically what Simeon is saying. That's what this Savior brings. And lastly, love. Again, that word is not mentioned. But they all know Jesus' coming is God's ultimate expression of his love for them and for the world, for a lost humanity, for a rebellious humanity. They know it's for the world. Again, Simeon's words, this is a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to Israel. He knows this baby, this Jesus, he's for all. He's for all. Again, you're all. Each of us is in that all. They know this love is undeserved. It's overflowing, it's everlasting, and supremely, it's self-giving. They know, or they don't know it yet, but they know what John is talking about when he says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And again, if you just think about it, as you and I go into a new year, whatever age and stage of life, joy, hope, peace, love, are these not things you seek? And the story is saying they're found in Jesus. Joy, hope, peace, love, given, found in one way or another by these folk, not just at the beginning, but throughout their lives and beyond. Offered to all, and yet, and this is important, isn't it? Not automatic. Remember what Simeon said about Jesus? Yes, for those who receive him, joy, hope, peace, love. But remember, he said, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel to be a sign that will be spoken against. He knows not everybody's going to receive. And therefore, Christmas is always an invitation to us, isn't it? Yes, these things are held out to you, joy, hope, peace, love. But the only way to receive them is to receive him. But with them, as I heard somebody say this morning and thought it was worth quoting to you, with him, with this Jesus, that joy, that hope, that peace, that love, then the bad things in your life will be turned to good, and the good things will never be lost, and the best things are yet to come. That's what Jesus brings. And that's why the wisest thing that any of us can do is to receive and to rest on him. We say the grace to one another. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.